a very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. Lovely to have your company as always on a Friday evening. What have we got? Oh, so good. Glenn Miller, always good. Some Gaiety Girls. More from Frank and Jimmy, that's Durante. Bit of Bix. But to get going this evening, let's begin with the Begin. And the trumpet coming in right at the very end just to finish off a very quirky and rhythmically different Begin the Begin. Pianist Eddie Heywood 10 out of 10, if you recognise that without me telling you. Cut his teeth as a theatre pianist back in the day in Black Vaudeville before forming his own combo, which we heard there in that stylised version of Begin the Beguine with those clever rhythmic patterns we were just mentioning, earned him enduring fame and, I'm happy to say, fortune. To a large degree, in any case, I think he did all right. Not always the case if you go into jazz or this type of music. And as we've heard over the years, if you're a regular listener, there are those who do and do, indeed do very well. Guy Lombardo and such like, who make lots of money. Charlie Kuntz was another one, making huge sums of money at the peak of his fame. I mean, the equivalent of millions and millions now. And others sort of do all right for a while, and then the fashion changes, and they just fade into obscurity, and sadly, some of them ended up in penury and completely unknown, living on their own, no money, etc., etc. It is, as we say, a fickle old thing, fame. Fickle old world, too, being in showbiz. How are we, in any case? How are you? Are you coping with the sudden cold weather? Well, I say cold, it's probably just ordinary weather for November. I think it's probably the other way around, isn't it? We've had incredibly mild weather, and now we're having just ordinary weather. But because of the contrast, it suddenly feels like, oh, my goodness, it's cold. I may have to put the trousers on soon. The shorts are beginning to get a little bit chilly. But like so many things, if you get those lovely days where it's very cold, 2 or 3 degrees, but blue sky and no wind, it's not too bad. Whereas if it's 5 or 6 degrees with a strong wind or breeze, it cuts through you like a knife through butter, doesn't it? Still, it's okay. I brought out, we've got the scarves out, we've got the hats out, gloves, etc. We are ready for the worst of the cold. Don't mind the cold so much, and I think, like a lot of people, I probably prefer this to week after week of just wind and rain, which does wear you down a bit after a while, doesn't it? Plenty of good stuff coming up, and again, a bit of Jimmy Durante and Frank Sinatra again. We had a go at that the other day. And Gaiety Girls took this one out, blew a bit of dust off. Bit more there as well. Not Gaiety as in girls from our Gaiety Theatre, but Gaiety Girls, well-known singers from the day being the earlier part or early quarter of the 20th century, 1915s, 18s, 20s, perhaps up to 25, 30 or thereabouts. For now, though, all you need to do is watch the birdie.
Watch the birdie, come on and give it all you got. Watch the birdie, just poke around and pick a spot and hold it. Watch the birdie, just strike a funny pose a while. Watch the birdie, for you can beat that pose a mile. Watch the birdie, and let me see that pretty smile and hold it. We're looking for a tall, dark, handsome man with eyes all blue and a golden tan. Strong white teeth like Joel McCrea. You, get out of the way. Watch the birdie, we'll take a camera, can it shot. Watch the birdie, come on and give it all you got. Watch the birdie, just poke around and pick a spot and hold it.
Hold it!
Hold it!
Got it!
Thank you.
Did you see it? Were you watching it? The birdie, of course. I love that stop time as well. Da-da-ba-da-ba-bum. And then a bar, and then you're back in again. I'm liking that. Nice. Catchy number. Watch the birdie. Who was it? Well, it was Johnny Clayes. Johnny Clayes. Clayes, C-L-A-E-S. And his clay pigeons. Yes. See what you did there, Johnny. Very nice. And the vocalist, great voice, actually. I like that. Really clear, great intonation, nice and clear and bright. Top marks if you recognised. And again, you'll have 10 out of 10 for this one. I certainly wouldn't have got it myself. Irene King. And during the 40s, appeared with, well, Lou Prager, Billy Tennant, Stanley Black, Harry Leader, not bad lineup, and of course, as we heard there, Johnny Clayes, also a regular with the Tito Burns Sextet on radio's Accordion Club. You'd be a good age if you remember that, I think, now. And then later sang with both the Keynotes and also the Coronets, who we do remember, I think, a bit on this programme. Played some of the Coronets before now, and the Keynotes, I think. But a fine voice, she, Irene King. But would people remember her now? Well, as we always say, no, highly unlikely, out of thought. We'll stay with vocalists, Gaiety Girls, or stay with women musicians in any case. And yeah, I don't know whether I've featured this one before. It's the sort of thing that Morris might have featured possibly on A Little Light Music, maybe. And I discovered this when I was rummaging through the racks a little earlier on for this evening's programme. And in the notes it says the Gaiety Theatre had two lives, first in the Strand, so it's not our Gaiety Theatre, from 1868 until 1903, then at the west corner of the newly built Aldwych, the second theatre, opened in 1903 and continued then until 1938, just before the war. The theatre was damaged by bombing during the Second War and then left to deteriorate until its demolition, sadly, in 1956. Very lucky that our Gaiety Theatre is still with us, we have to say. Every sort of theatrical entertainment had been staged at the old Gaiety under the management of John Hollingshead, good name, from drama to comic opera and ballet to burlesque. But under the guidance of George Edwards, the governor, from 1895 on, the theatre was almost exclusively a home for musical comedy. You get the gist of it, and some great pictures of Gaiety Girls. Different type of comedy, I think, than we have today, I would imagine. Anyway, let's try a bit out, shall we? Let's go for something in three time. The Last Waltz, Jose Collins and Kingsley Lark from 1922. If you can cast your minds back that far.
Oh, night, you've been in leading a rebel tonight. Dresses of silver, dresses of gold, shine where the story of love will be told. Come, brief vision of loveliness gleams, blossoms of love in a garden of dreams.
High notes she can hit, it has to be said. Jose Collins, one of the Gaiety girls back in the day. Jose herself, 1887 to 1958. Daughter of Lottie Collins, the Tarara Boom Die. Tarara Boom Die. I think it's that one, isn't it? Is it that one? Yeah. Tarara Boom Die, the music hall star who came to the Gaiety in Oscar Strauss's The Last Waltz in October of 1922. It was the first show ever to be broadcast live. Can you imagine that? That'd be a thing, wouldn't it? Very much of its time, stylized, something which now sounds perhaps a little bit dated, and from our point of view, very much on the sweet side of sweet and swing. But none the worse for that. Leading man there, you heard, Kingsley Lark. That's got to be a stage name, surely, isn't it? Kingsley Lark as Lieutenant Jack Merrington, who joins Miss Collins in the title song there. Well, a bit different, isn't it? I must admit. Gaiety girls, but not our Gaiety. Maybe Morris would like it. Maybe we'll play some more at some stage. Don't see why not. Right, from the sublime, if that was sublime for you, to the ridiculous, if this is ridiculous for you, the Boogly Woogly Piggy.
Piggy, piggy, piggy. piggy, boogie woogie all the way home. This little piggy had some roast beef,
and this little piggy had no hump.
This little piggy was a happy little piggy, and diddle-indy all the way home.
Oink, oink, saucy little piggy.
Oink, oink,
funny little piggy.
Oink, 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 oink.
Funny little twiggy.
This little piggy played the chopsticks and thought the waltz was divine. This little piggy was a happy little piggy, and he boogie woogied all of the time.
Thank you.
Popular, I should say so, and quite rightly so as well. Who was it? Well, you know that one, Glenn Miller. Oh, so good, some rarities from 1939 to 1943. Tuxedo Junction, you'll recognise that as well, won't you? Arranged by Jerry Gray, became a major hit for the Miller Band, and a great beat there on that version. The solos by Mickey McMickle. It's a great name, isn't it? Mickey McMickle on muted trumpet. Hurley on open trumpet, Mickle again, and Chummy McGregor on piano. Lovely stuff. You can't go wrong with a bit of Glenn. Never can do. Timeless sort of music, really, in any case, isn't it? And still as popular now, I think, as it was 50, 60, 70 years ago. Wonderful stuff. And before that, maybe not quite so well known, but great fun, if somewhat bonkers, the Boogly Woogly Piggy. I think it was Marjorie Stedford, was it, on vocals? Harry Roy and the band. And not often you get the chorus or the backing singers going oink, 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 oink. I like it, I must admit. I'll leave it for you to decide whether it's your cup of tea or not. But great fun and tuneful as well. Puts a smile on your face. And Lord knows we all need that from time to time. Particularly these days, although I don't know whether these days are the same as any other day. I suspect so. It is, of course, Sweet and Swing with myself, H., on a Friday evening here on Manx Radio. Lovely to have your company as ever. And if you want to get in touch at any stage, please do. Be delighted to hear from you. One or two if you do. One or two more would be lovely. If you want to use the easiest method, it is, of course, just drop me a line on email, Howard Kane. That's Howard, A-R-D, and Kane, C-A-I-N-E, at Manx Radio, M-A-N-X Radio, all lowercase, all one word, .com. Gets through very easily. Love to hear from you. I'll always ping your line back. Any thoughts, comments, ideas, stories, requests, of course. We do requests from time to time. One coming up in a moment, actually. And, yeah, why not? Or Far Away Club. That's what I was thinking of. Far Away Club as well. If you're listening via the web in, as I say, Argentina even. Sri Lanka. Australia, New Zealand, Antarctica, take your pick. Far away, in other words, somewhere exotic, more exotic than Ronig or Peel. Then, same place, Howard Kane at MaxRadio.com to say, hey, I'm listening there and enjoying the music. Hopefully enjoying the music in any case. You might enjoy this next one. I said it's a request. It's from a great friend of the show, John Garbutt, who often drops us a line to see how much he's enjoying it. Good evening to you, John. Always a pleasure to have your company on Sweet and Swing, and to always saying something nice about the music and how much he enjoys it. And he said, any chance of a bit more Jimmy Durante? He played some the other week. Well, I don't know what he's found here, but it sounds quite important.
Tell me about it.
Let me get at that piano. I was sitting at my piano the other day, but my mind was ill at ease. They were coming to take it away that afternoon. I was all by myself in a mellow mood, improvising symphonies. My right hand was playing Mozart's Minuet, and at the same time, my left hand was playing Have a Banana from Carmen, and at the same time, my mouth was whistling a sextet from Luigini's. And while all this was going on, what do you think my foot was doing? While keeping time, it was cracking walnuts. You see, I had to eat too. Then in the midst of all my soliloquy, a strange feeling came over me. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I found it. I found it. The lost chord. The lost chord. Wait a minute, fellas. I found the chord. Go out and find your own chord. Opportunist. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost chord. That's it. I'll have my name in the Hall of Fame, 'cause I went and found that lost chord. It hasn't changed. Everyone knows Tchaikovsky wasn't recognized for 200 years. Brahms wasn't recognized for 300 years. Beethoven wasn't recognized for 400 years. But I can't wait that long. I've only got 2 changes of clothes. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost cord. You know, it wasn't easy finding that lost cord. Working in my attic, I didn't sleep for days and days. I'd have been in terrible shape if I hadn't slept nights. Ladies and gentlemen, how I struggled. I worked my brain to the bone. First, I put an A flat with a B minor. Then I put a B minor with an F major. Then I put an F major with a B minor. Then I tried an A and a B and a B and a G and a G and an E and an E and a D and a B and a D and a B and a G and a D and a D. What a piano, no apostrophes. People said I was mad, but that didn't discourage me. They said Mozart was mad. They said Puccini was mad. They said Louis was mad.
Who was Louis?
My uncle. He was mad. Soon my efforts bore fruit and I found it. The lost chord. Music lovers, do you realize what you're hearing? I'll play it again. What happened to it? That ain't the chord. Neither is that. And neither is that. And neither is that. I lost the chord, a catastrophe. Call out the cops. Call out the Marines. Call out the Air Corps.
Call for Philip Morris.
Philip Morris, everybody wants to get into the act. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down on the keyboard of this piano until the chord is returned. That's it, the lost chord. I found it. I found it by sitting on the piano keyboard. Very strange. I usually play by ear. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost call.
Jimmy Durante at his best with perhaps one of his best-known routines, The Guy Who Found the Lost Chord. Dang! And if you're really musical, you might be able to tell me what it is. I was trying to work it out, but I couldn't. My music's not that good. But yes, quite a character. I hope you enjoyed that, John, that one. I certainly did. Hadn't heard that for ages, The Guy Who Found the Lost Chord. Great vaudeville comedian and from a collection of music with Frank Sinatra on other tracks as well, the pair of them. Maybe we will. I'll keep that one in the bag. I'll keep it in the bag. Come back to it at some later date. Bit of Al Cohn, I think we'll have next, with leader and sideman from our friends Avid Jazz. 4 classic albums plus, as they say, some extras as well. This is from Mr. Rhythm. And what should we have from Mr. Rhythm? Hey, how about a date with Ray? I take it it's Ray Brown, but who knows? Thank you. Well, that was a sudden stop. Al Cohn. Well, he was very good until he stopped dead there. Lord knows what was going on there. Mr. Rhythm, as it's called. Al Cohn, of course, did actually see Al Cohn at the Pizza Express many years ago, the old maestro, the old Pizza Express. This would have been early 1980s, maybe. Yeah, round about there. And yeah, the old maestro said, oh, Al Cohn's on, let's go and see him. And he was very good too. Can't remember who he was with, if I'm absolutely honest, but I do remember watching it and enjoying it. On that particular track, Joe Newman on trumpet, Henry Coker trombone, Al, of course, on tenor sax, Nat Pierce piano, Freddie Green guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Ossie Johnson on the drums. New York, 1955, around about this time of the year, actually, December 1955. And he's one of those players that just sort of slinks along very nicely, doesn't he, without any feeling of effort to the music. Still a bit of Bix to come up, and yeah, I think I've got a bit of Paul Whiteman lurking somewhere around the back. For the meantime, let us hope that you are not on your own, or indeed, as Morris Elwin and Bert Furman say, all by yourself in the moonlight. Thank you.
There ain't no sense sitting on the fence all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no thrill by the watermill all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. Love so far, sitting on the grass all by yourself in the moonlight.
He sounds remarkably cheerful if he's all on himself, by himself in the moonlight, or whoever it might be. You'd have thought it might be slightly more miserable, that song, wouldn't you, with the title like that? But clearly, they were very pleased to be all by themselves in the moonlight, or so it would seem. In any case, what did I say it was? Bert Furman, isn't it? Yeah. Morris Elwin, Bert Furman, 1929. And a jaunty little number, it has to be said. I get some, I thought I had one lurking around. A Pops concert, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The Man I Love and other original 1927-1929 recordings featuring Bing Crosby, Hoagy Carmichael, and also a man who's coming up in a moment, Bix Beiderbecke, and includes the rarest of all Bing Crosby's recordings. I'll have to read the notes to find out which one that is. I honestly don't know which one is claimed to be the rarest of all Bing Crosby's recordings, but it's here, apparently. If I can find it, we'll play it another time. For the meantime, let's have a little... Yeah, why not? Let's have a little southern medley from the man who indeed could act as a body double for Oliver Hardy, had he ever fancied doing that. As it was, he stuck to the music. Probably very wise.
My heart was young and gay. Gone are the friends from the common fields away. Gone from the fields to a better land I know. I hear those gentle coming, for my head is bending low. I hear those gentle voices calling, oh, Black Joe. the corn and the sweet potatoes grow. There's where the birds warble sweet in the springtime. There's where this dear old doggie's heart am long to go. There's where I labored so hard for old massa, day after day in the fields of yellow corn. No place on earth do I love more sincerely than old Virginia, the place where I was born.
Track Royal Garden Blues, Bix Beiderbecke, straight off the back of a Pops concert, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, which actually featured Bix Beiderbecke as well, so you get two Bixes for the price of one there. And that was a medley. We had the Southern medley, Old Black Joe, My Old Kentucky Home, Carry Me Back to Old Virginny, and Old Folks at Home, with possibly one of the rarest pieces of Bing Crosby ever. Bing Crosby singing there, a young Bing Crosby, bearing in mind this was October of 1929. And having listened as we were listening to that, having a look through the notes, it says, the producer's note, undoubtedly the rarest item in this collection and rarest of all Bing Crosby records is a 12-inch Columbia disc pressed for private use. Only 10 copies were thought to have been made. And at one time, the only pressing was on a turntable in the Smithsonian... Smithsonian. Get your teeth in. Smithsonian Institute. Southern Medley, Moonlight Roses have had limited circulation among collectors, usually from poor quality dubs, but recently a test pressing was found in a private collection. This was in beautiful condition and a digital transfer made available for use in this CD. Preserved for posterity, as they say. That might have been one of the very oldest bits of Bing Crosby. Marvellous. Right. If I can just squeeze in the Great British Experience. You know, the track... Well, you will know the track. What was it called, though? And, yes, you might even remember the radio series. Did you get it? Dr. Finlay's Casebook, of course, the programme. And the track, March from a Little Suite with the Light Music Society Orchestra. See you in a couple of weeks. Top marks if you got that. Cheerio. La, 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 la.